Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Seth Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this great Holy Ghost power, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new, give you joy beyond this world. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Seth Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bless, to be a blessing to those that are behind prison bars. We have had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. The inmates are excited about our coming. Praise God. We're here on radio to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, praise God, that since the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons, y'all can write our ministry. So they'll be glad to read your letter on the air. Praise God. Amen. And we'll be doing this until we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Amen. We're talking about the message entitled, Walking in the Blessings of Abraham. We're going to continue on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. Amen. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Seth Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, we talked about how that Abram left his family. He left his country, believing God. He couldn't see where God was going to send him to. He couldn't see it. There are so many people, when you preach the word, preach the gospel, they can't see the joy that we're talking about. They can't see how to live free from sin. They can't see how to get the world up. Amen. Give up all that stuff out there in the world. They can't see it. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus said, blessed are they who believe and see not. Amen. You got to trust God. Believe God. And God will prove himself to you. Oh, yes, sir. For he's a God that will stand by his word. Like he proved himself to Abram. Amen. Abram believed God. You got to believe the Lord. Amen. Believe the Lord. Faith is believing when you can't see it with your natural eye. But you got to believe it. Because God said it. Praise God. When he spoke it, you got to believe it. Because God is true. And it's impossible for him to tell a lie. You got to believe God. The devil is full of lies. Amen. But he put things there for you to see. Amen. To fool you. You hear me? The devil be playing the same tricks over and over again. He started in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Showing Eve and Adam that apple, that fruit on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. He's been showing people stuff now. He showed Jesus things in the fourth chapter of St. Matthew. But you got to know how not to, amen, fall for Satan. Praise God. Amen. Don't do it. Praise the Lord. Don't fall for his tricks. Amen. He plays with your eyes. Let you see all this stuff. Praise God. Amen. But there's tricks to all of that. There's tricks to that stuff. Amen. Satan is full of tricks. Praise God. Amen. He's full of scams. Amen. He tried to give you something with strings attached to it. But when the Lord give you something, it's yours. No strings attached. You hear me? Glory to God. So many times you got people on these game shows. They get to jumping so happy. Praise God. But let me tell you, there are strings attached to that stuff. Amen. I'm telling you, but I'm going to let you know, amen, when the Lord bless you with something, there's no strings attached.
Glory to God. Because God give it to you freely. He said, freely give it. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. The devil is full of tricks. Amen. He's full of tricks. He fooled people over and over again. He fooled Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He fooled them. Praise the Lord. And he fooled people now. Showing them stuff with your eyes. You see all this stuff with your eyes. Your eyes will fool you. You heard me? Glory to God. Keep on seeing stuff with your eyes. Amen. It'll fool you. But you got to be like Abram. Amen. You got to believe God. Believe his word. And then you'll come out with the victory. Glory to God. Amen. Genesis 12 and 4 says, what did the Bible say?
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Amen. Now, Abram departed. He left like God told him to leave. Praise God. He didn't, but one thing he did, he carried something with him, which was Lot. God didn't tell him to take Lot with you, but he took him anyway. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. He said, leave your family. Amen. But Abraham took Lot with him. Amen. There's a lot of people now don't give up all the world, want to take something with them. Amen. Praise our God. You're going to have trouble along the way. Lot gave Abram trouble. You got to give up the world. Give it all up. Don't take nothing with you. Give it all up. Abram messed up when he took Lot. And Lot gave him trouble. Amen. People now, they don't want to give the world up. Want to hold on to something. Talking about you saved. Holding on to something. And it's giving you trouble. You hear me? It's giving you trouble. Praise God. But you got to give the world up. Give it all up. And follow Jesus. Amen. Leave it all behind. And follow Jesus. Amen. So you can be free. So you can shout by the power. Now I've been to a sanctified church. Oh yes sir. And the power of God was high. You hear me? Saints would shout. Because, amen, the preacher preached to get the world up. Amen. Give up sin. Get the world up. I know it's 2020. Things done change. But holiness don't change. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. You got to get the world up. Amen. Amen. Abram, amen, had trouble because he took Lot with him. God didn't tell him to take Lot with you. Amen. He said, leave your family. Leave your kindreds. Amen. And go and travel to the land I will show you. But Lot took Abram with him. And Lot gave Abram trouble. Glory to God. What did the Bible say, said Velvet?
And Abram to Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered in the soul that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and unto the land of Canaan that came.
Amen.
They came.
Now they went like God commanded Abram. He traveled and went. And God took care of him. Praise God. I want to let you know, when you travel and go and do what God tells you to do, he will bless you. Oh, yes, sir. He'll bless you. Praise God. Amen. The Lord will forgive you of your sin when you repent. Amen. Turn from your sins. Lord will forgive you. Change your mind. Get your mind to do right. The things you used to do, you don't do them things no more. Places you used to go, you don't go no more. Call you converted. Call you converted. You say you're saved, but you're not completely saved. You just converted. And people need to understand and know that. Just because your mind changed don't mean you got it all. Amen. But you need to work on yourself. Glory to God. You pray. Get on your back on your altar and pray. Let the Lord justify you by faith. Give you peace. Praise God. Where you can hold your peace. You don't be flying off the handle no more. Pray and ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood. Amen. Let the Lord breathe in your soul and root that sinful nature out of you. Amen. People get off on the altar too soon. That's why they can't live right. That's why preachers can't live right. Because they get off on the altar too soon. Praise God. Amen. But you got to get sanctified so you'll be ready to go to heaven. Because ain't no lukewarm Christian going to get no devil up in heaven. Glory to God. And people need to understand and know that. Amen. And the Lord baptize you and fill you up with the real Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost so you can live right before the world. Let people know I'm a child of God.
Amen. One thing about them sanctified people years ago. Amen. When they was in town, you know they're sanctified because they had a holy garment on. Praise God. When they walked down the street, you know they were sanctified because they had a holy garment on. Praise God. They lived right. Amen. They did right. Glory to God. They were true saints. Praise God. But we live in a day and time in 2020. Praise God. Folks saying they save. Amen. They amen. Look like the world. They dress like the world. They look, you can't tell them apart. They so worldly. Praise God. And God ain't pleased with it. You hear me? Glory to God. Sitting in the church with old looking like old Jezebel and getting mad when the preacher talk about it. And talk about, why don't you say that, love one another, y'all? Hey, hypocrites. Glory to God. Glory to God. And God ain't pleased with you. Praise the God. Amen. Amen. God ain't pleased with you. Praise the God. And I'm telling you, it's time for holiness. It's time to live right. Because Jesus coming back for a people without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing. But one that is holy. Praise the God. Amen. Praise the God. Let's get ready for the power of prayer of faith. Praise the God. I'm a fire burning preacher. Praise the God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why when I go into the jails and prisons, praise them inmates, no. Amen. I come with Holy Ghost fire. Praise the God. Hallelujah. Praise the God. Let's get ready for the power of prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the strong gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, look at our people in mercy. Those that's in sin, Lord, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Amen. Lord, I want you to breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they're speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, immunize the people of God from the Canary virus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, take care of the prisoners, those that are behind prison bars. Lord, let them know you are real. And the power of God will change their lives. Lord, they won't be the same anymore. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Seville.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. This song said, follow, follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. No matter what the world may say or what my family or others may do, I'm going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. So you believe that message in that prayer of home that said that will become your anthem, hallelujah, that you're going to follow Jesus no matter what is happening, no matter what is going on, hallelujah, and you continue to believe that and you continue to lean on the Lord, and he will fulfill every promise he made to you like he did to Abraham. No behind prison bars ever holding, I love you. Jesus loves you even more. You know the Lord has a plan for you to prosper. So you have hope and hang on in there and don't give up. Because, Lord, you are important to us and you are important to Jesus most of all. Those independent free will, thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your prayers of our ministry. Continue to pray for we pray for you. And you can also call for prayer and canceling. Remember that God loves with everlasting love. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You believe that. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the Valley Ministry to go into the jails and prison. We will pray for you. So let's broadcast to Chapel William Home. Number one, my pastor, Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go?
This train is a clean train. This train.
Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.